time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, good afternoon.
Once again, we're here. We'll be on till about 3 o'clock today with Speedy Delivery, better known as Mr. McFeely, on the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Show. And we're having a great time here today, and we got things to give away, too. I've got, you know, one thing is special. I've got a songbook here, a Mr. Rogers songbook, and it has his theme song in it. Now, I just wonder if any young person is out in our listening area that could come out here and sing the theme song. It starts out, "It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune." Can you sing that? And if you can, I'll give you Mr. Rogers' songbook. Or, let me see what else I've got. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And I've got Halloween weekend's tickets to Cedar Point. And now, my next question is this. Now, this is interesting. Mr. McFeely will enjoy this one. President Harding's cabinet had someone that lived and did a lot for Pittsburgh. And who was he? And I'm sure Mr. McFeely remembers. A member of President Harding's cabinet was a man who later on did so many things, and still his organization and descendants are doing things for Pittsburgh. Who was that man in President Harding's cabinet? 740-383-9944 is our call. Call letters. 740-383-9944. Okay, so that's our next question. Name the man who's in Pittsburgh. The name is so familiar. He was once a member of President Harding's cabinet. Now, who was he? His first name started with the letter A. I'll give you that clue. All right, and we've got Cedar Point Halloween or Halloweekends tickets to give away. And that's something. I don't know how much they normally would bring, but hey, this is a good deal if you can win one of these. And, of course, I also have the Columbus Zoo tickets. And we have the winner of the Coastside tickets here, and we'll get those tickets together shortly. And McFeely is going to be with us here in a couple of minutes. All right. We also would like to mention one of our supporters, and that's the Popped Sensations Gourmet Popcorn Shop here in the Marion Center Mall. And they support our newscasts on the hour. So we'd like to mention them. And we gave away a lot of their popcorn last night. Maybe you were a listener and received one of those packages of popcorn. All right, so right now I'm holding some Tutti Frutti popcorn. And I think that probably Speedy Delivery will take these back to Pittsburgh. And he was saying Mr. Rogers' favorite snack was popcorn. And so it all comes together here at the Marion Popcorn Festival, going on today, big time. Yesterday, A few people got wet. The parade ended, and it started raining, and it rained. We had about 6/10 of an inch of rain in eastern Marion County, and maybe that much here in the downtown area, too. Just a hair over a half inch of rain. All right. So, it's now 1:19 or 2:19 Eastern Daylight Time. And we'll be on till 3 o'clock with Mr. McFeely. All right.
And,
yes. Yeah, right.
I am right here.
And would you believe, Speedy, a man from Pittsburgh,
yes.
Years ago, was on President Harding's cabinet.
Really?
Yes.
Is that one of your questions?
Yes, that's my latest question.
Oh, boy.
Name the man who did so much for Pittsburgh, was on the President Harding, and I can't remember if he was Secretary of the Treasury or something, probably finances of some kind.
I wonder, should I take a guess?
His first name started with A.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then I think I might.
Yes, right. And his name is, you find his name yet in a lot of places in Pittsburgh.
And a few libraries.
Yes, right, exactly.
I think I gave away a big clue.
740-383-9944. Now, if you can tell me the name of that man, I will give you anything I have to give away. How about that?
We have the songbook,
Mr. Rogers' songbook. I've got tickets to Cedar Point for the Hallow weekends, and zoo tickets, and I've got cupcakes.
Oh, cupcakes from
From To Die For Cupcakes.
Well, that's the
Yeah, you passed that on your way to the hotel.
I saw the shop in downtown Maryland.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I've got free bowling at Buckeye Lane. So. If you can name the man who was on President Harding's cabinet, who originated in Pittsburgh, and the name is still all over Pittsburgh, why?
And the world, really.
Yeah, the world, sure.
And he was a very wealthy man and really helped Pittsburgh attain the status that it did. Right?
And 740-383-9944, that's our number to call. Give me a buzz, quickly.
Created a lot of libraries. I think I'm giving it away. If you live in Pittsburgh, you'd know it.
Yeah. Well, there was one. Now, let me see. Now, there was maybe the library man, though. Wasn't that Carnegie?
Yes. Isn't that who you're
thinking
of?
No, it's not Carnegie.
Oh, I'm thinking of Andrew. Because you said it begins with A. You mean the last name.
The first name.
Andrew Carnegie is who I was
thinking. Is that right? What's his name, Andrew? Huh?
Yeah, Andrew,
oh, no kidding.
Andrew Carnegie.
Well, there was another A. A, and the last name started with an M.
Oh. Well, I know a very famous man who was into him. Oh, you gave it away.
And he was a banker.
Oh, yes. Well, that is a big...
Yeah. Can you name that person? 740-383-9944. So we do have a connection with Pittsburgh, you see.
Yes, you do.
Through President Harding.
Well, I think the Harding Memorial here in Marion is a lovely...
Yes, isn't that? Oh.
Oh, and here come more deliveries.
Oh, my goodness. I have Wendy's gift certificates. Oh, and Hemerly's flowers. Oh, my land.
So they can have their choice if they name the...
If they can name the man on President Harding's cabinet from Pittsburgh, whose name is all over the place, you might say. Okay, and associated with banking.
And so this is a gift certificate from where?
A $15 gift certificate from Hemerly's Flowers.
Oh, wonderful.
We passed that last night in the parade.
Okay. Hemerly.
Hemerly. Yeah.
Forgive me for mispronouncing this, but you can tell I'm not from Marion, but I want to thank the businesses who have been helping us out.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And the other ones on the small cards are...
I think these are good for $10.
Well, good.
Wendy's.
That can feed half of the family.
That's right. And then I have more COSI tickets. Oh, my goodness.
Now they are from. Yeah. They're now from where?
The Center of Science and Industry.
Oh, COSA.
You
I see.
Probably have one of those in
yeah,
Pittsburgh.
The Carnegie Science
okay,
Center.
Okay. All right. Yes. Same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are the zoo tickets.
And you have a zoo in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I'm on the board of it too.
Yeah.
And you know the Pittsburgh also has the zoo in Pittsburgh, which is now used to be run by the city, but is now under private under a board.
Yes.
And we raise money through foundations, and they have recently, within the last 5 years, purchased a big plot of land in Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Somerset,
and
yes.
That is the breeding facility for elephants.
Oh, really?
And they now have about 6 elephants that they are watching and want to preserve the species.
Wow.
And it's an educational. So, and that's where a lot of the foundation money comes from, because they want to preserve the species. So they help.
I've got a question about Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
A trivia question.
Okay.
There was once the world's largest something in downtown Somerset.
Oh, boy.
It was the largest thing of the type.
Well,
it was a birdhouse.
Really?
Yes.
No, not a willow.
I think it was one of those
Martin birdhouses.
Martin birdhouse, yeah. It was huge.
A huge in the. In
it's
what,
probably gone by now.
In what? How huge? In what respect? As big as a cabin, or?
Yeah, right. Big as a cabin. And then, you know, I can remember. I've been in Pennsylvania traveling for many, many years. I can remember when McDonald's first was erected in Somerset.
Really?
I looked over from the turnpike. I could see it being built many years ago.
Was that one of the first McDonald's?
Yeah, I think so.
But now they're everywhere.
Yeah, right.
They're in foreign countries too, McDonald's. So it's. But you know, they have a foundation, and the woman who ran the foundation was Joan Kroc. That was.
Sure.
And well, that was his last Ray McDonald. And there's a movie coming out about Ray Kroc, and of all people. Who's playing Ray Kroc has a Mr. Rogers connection.
Really?
That will go to our friend who was here earlier today. Who came in and the mic.
Richard. Yeah.
Richard.
Gorenflot.
Richard, if you're listening, there is somebody you named earlier, but this time it's in reference to a movie he is starring in. Playing Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. You will know it. So if Richard is listening, he may call in and tell us.
Well,
if not, I'll give the name.
Okay.
But
and there was something else too. You know, Wendy's founder lived just south of us here in Columbus.
Really?
Dave, what was his last name?
Thomas.
What?
Thomas.
Dave Thomas, yes. He passed away, but the very first Wendy's was in downtown Columbus.
And he also was adopted, so I think he had a lot to do with
a
adoption.
Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he really did something with his restaurant.
And wasn't Wendy's his granddaughter or daughter?
I think you're right, daughter or granddaughter.
Yeah, right.
And that's how Wendy's began. And I think she had pigtails like the Wendy's does on the bag. I'm not quite sure, but I think she, so. I guess Richard's not listening, probably. But here's what I was saying: do you know? But then I'll make it a question, and I'll tell you. We won't make it official, but there's an actor who was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Who ran the trolley, and he is making a movie based on the story of Ray Kroc, the founders of McDonald's. And I'll just tell you, it's Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is starring as Ray Kroc. Yes.
No,
yes. So watch for that movie. It's going to be coming out this summer. They say, I can't remember the name of it, but he's playing the Ray Kroc.
So he had a lot of fame during the Academy Awards.
Yes, he was up for Birdman.
Yes.
And he, for those who don't know, he started on the floor crew of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Isn't that something?
But I think we should give the phone number out again. It's been a while.
740-383-9944. Can you tell me the name of the man, and you can Google this, the man who was from President Harding's cabinet. He was a finance guy, mm-hmm. and from Pittsburgh. His name is still...
on banks.
Oh, yes, right. And if you can name that person, you can have your choice of prizes. For instance, I have Hemmerly's Flowers and Gifts, uh-huh. a gift certificate. I've got certificate from Wendy's, Cedar Point Halloween Weekends. I've got zoo tickets and Mr. Rogers' songbook.
Oh, well, there's one other Mr. Rogers let's put in, okay?
Yes.
I brought with me only one. There's a DVD called Speedy Delivery.
Yes.
Let's put that into the mix. Okay. It's a DVD that was made about my years on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was made about maybe 8 years ago, but they've updated it somewhat.
Okay.
And so it's been shown on a lot of public stations, but there's a copy of it here that we can put in as one of the prizes.
Good. Okay.
So it's called simply Speedy Delivery. And
right.
if you don't get it and you're interested in getting it, you can go to online to speedydeliverymovie.com. Speedydeliverymovie.com. You can buy it there, too. But we'll give it to you if you can answer one of Charlie's trivia questions about the man.
Right. And we're going to break here in 25 seconds.
Okay.
For about 2 minutes. And then we'll be right back with more with Speedy Delivery, Mr. McFeely. And we'll be here till 3 o'clock. And that's about 30 minutes from now.
Why don't we give the phone number? Do we have time?
740-383-9944.
Okay, Speedy Delivery. And Richard, if you're listening, call in. Is that it? Are
That's
we on
it.
Break time?
KG Bank is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, with three locations. In Marion, located at 1577 Marion Waldo Road, 127 North Main Street, and 949 East Center Street. Phone number at Fahey Bank, 740-382-8231. Website, FaheyBank.com. And now celebrating 150 years in Maryland.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 1210 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
But?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean, because we want people's approval so badly, and we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 1210 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And we're back on again with Mr. McFeely's Speedy Delivery.
I was taking a Speedy Delivery sip of soda.
Yeah, and he was eating popcorn.
From?
Yeah. Mr. No.
Here it is. This is a Tutti Frutti
Pop Sensations.
Sensations.
Yes,
Pop
okay.
Pop Sensations.
We gave that away last night in the parade.
He's in the mall here.
Yeah.
And Sean is taking off. He's going to another delivery. Thank you for helping, Sean. Speedy
it's
Delivery.
Nice to have a supporter that makes popcorn.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that would be a destination if you're having a party. Come out and load up on popcorn because he has different flavors. It's not, it's standard flavors too, but it would be wonderful for a party, New Year's Eve, anytime, a birthday party, then and gifts too.
Nice to have a supporter like that.
Yes.
Okay, young man hasn't been in business too long, but he's doing all right. Okay, we got Wendy's to give away. We got Hammerly's flowers, gift certificate. Oh boy, Halloween weekends. At Cedar Point, we've got Cosi tickets, Mr. Rogers songbook.
And the Speedy Delivery DVD, I threw
in. Right, exactly.
So I'm sure if you make a call, I'm going to write down this number.
740-383-9944.
Okay, 740-383-9944. Yeah. And when you call in, leave your name, and I'll leave an autographed picture, too.
That's great. Okay.
So, because I have to speed back to our neighborhood. I have to work tomorrow, as I told you.
A four-hour trip?
Well, if I don't get lost, it's four. I don't get lost, it's three and a half.
Right.
But if I get lost, it's 4 hours.
So you'll go from Marion and catch the Route 30 bypass, will you?
I guess I'll do. I'll do what my GPS says, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But if you have a better suggestion, let me know. If anybody listening has a better suggestion to get back to Pittsburgh, please call in, and we'll give you a gift.
That's right. Did you take the turnpike to get there?
I did. I took the turnpike.
And then come down the Interstate 70...
Six? No.
74.
I forget. But at one point, I had to call Scott to save me, and he got me here.
Yeah.
So I'm here. He said, well, we're on Delaware. And I said, well, that's what the GPS is telling me. So he said, just stay where you are. And I got here, but I landed in downtown, and I got in the roads blocked. But I'm glad I did because I discovered the Palace Theater.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful downtown.
And if you were here, maybe when you come back again, we'll make arrangements for you.
To see the Palace.
I've taken a lot of people on tours of the Palace, and I sure would like to take you on a tour there.
Have they kept it authentic?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not gutted or anything?
No. And they have the Wurlitzer organ that rises from the pit.
Was it a? Is there a backstage area too?
Yes.
Is there a dressing room?
Dressing rooms. Yes.
And did they? When they? Do you know the history of the theater?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah. And 1928 it was built.
Uh-huh.
In 78 it was restored.
Uh-huh.
The progress started.
Uh-huh.
They were going to tear it down.
Oh boy.
And it's just stars twinkling on the ceiling.
There, you know, that's a very rare theater that's left. That was Eberson.
Yeah.
Designed that. That was a theater architect, and that was called Atmospheric Theater because of the. And there aren't too many left. They've
torn
a lot
of statues.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very rare. So you've got a rare theater. Pittsburgh doesn't have one left. And I think there is one in, of all places, Hershey, Pennsylvania has
one.
Hershey,
yes.
It has an Atmospheric Theater. So if you've never been in the Palace Theater, it's worth to take in a show there because just to see the theater in itself.
Yeah,
and you're lucky to have it here in Marion.
That's right. So we've got a lot here. Not everybody realizes that. That's why we keep plugging away at what Marion has.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Because I don't think sometimes people don't realize what their own hometown has.
That's right.
It's like living in New York City. A lot of people born and bred there have never been in the top of the Empire State Building.
Right.
You take it for granted.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So don't take the Palace Theater for granted, folks. It's a wonderful, wonderful asset to have here in Marion. Now, I've got the number now. I'm going to give it again, 740-83-9944. Call in, and we have Mr. Rogers' items, a Speedy Delivery DVD. And, Charlie, you have a few things there.
I've got Wendy's gift certificates. That's food, folks. And, boy, people love our food that we give away.
Well, call in.
Yeah. Or fresh flowers, fresh-cut flowers from Hammerly's. And that means that that's a $15 gift certificate for fresh wrapped flowers.
But I think we have to remind them of what gets them these. What was your question again?
Oh, yeah. Name the man that President Harding selected to be in his cabinet that is a well-known name in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, let's give him a little more. He's a banker.
A banker, yes.
Yes.
A well-known banker.
Banker. So if you can do that, one of these prizes is yours.
Was he behind Chase Bank or not?
You know, I don't
know.
There
is a bank, I think, with his name, though.
There is.
National.
Yes. There's now a New York branch of this man's name.
Yeah.
And they split the huge bank up into local and national.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the best way I can describe it, but something like that.
Yeah.
But it's still in Pittsburgh.
All right, and our number to call, as you've heard, 740-383-9944. We got what was another question? I'm trying to think now.
Well, let's see. Okay. Oh. Charlie. Yes?
Oh, name the owl on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Mr. Rogers, and it's one letter of
one
the alphabet.
Letter. Exactly.
It's towards the end of the alphabet. Yeah. It's
and
not A, B, or C, but it could be called Y the owl or R the owl, but it's not.
Right.
It's called a specific letter, and if you can name the owl, one of these deliveries or Wendy's. Name your prize.
Yeah.
That's. And also your question about who was on President Harding's cabinet.
Right. Now, the owl, that was voiced by
Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always something. You know, this is my past,
uh-huh.
because I saw, I think, every episode at least once or twice. And all the progressiveness and, you know, what was going to take place tomorrow and, you know,
Well, you know, Fred wrote all of those scripts himself.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And he, well, I'm trying to think how many we actually did. It was over 1,000. And the show began as a program called The Children's Corner.
Wow.
It was live in 1954, April 1st, 1954. The first public station in America was WQED in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred's program, The Children's Corner, was the first one on. That ran for 7 years, and that morphed eventually into Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but it went through Canada first. It was on the CBC.
That's something. Yeah.
He went to Canada. That's where the neighborhood began. Then he brought it back to WQED in Pittsburgh, and then it went national, and it's become an institution.
Right. Was the original trolley built in Canada?
You're right. And it's funny you ask that, because the day I started, I was in charge of all the props and the costumes and everything that had to be on the show, as well as doing Mr. McFeely. And the man drove down from Toronto with the one and only trolley. Handmade.
Wow.
And he showed me how to work it. It's a transformer. It still exists. It's in the Fred Rogers Center on the campus of St. Vincent's College in Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And that's Fred's hometown. And if you're ever in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, there's a park there near Latrobe in Ligonier called Idlewild Park. And there's a real trolley ride of a Mr. Rogers trolley there that you can ride the trolley.
Yeah.
It's called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Ride. And you can make it a whole weekend. I think a call's coming
in. Okay. Good afternoon, caller.
Well, good afternoon, Charlie and
Hi,
Mr.
Fred.
McFeely. How are you?
Speedy delivery. I'm fine, thank you.
I wanted to call and say hi to Mr. McFeely. We had a chance to be on the radio together the first time he was here in Marion. Now, this is Fred Malone calling Mr. McFeely. I don't know whether you remember me or not.
Your name is?
Fred Malone.
Fred Malone.
Yes.
Okay, and you, what do you do for a living, Fred?
Well, I'm retired now. And
okay. He's a retired
busy
banker.
keep busy volunteering. I was hoping to get a chance to see you at the parade, but I was out of town and didn't get back until late. By that time, it was pouring down rain.
Oh, so, do you know that was banana? Do you know if the parade actually finished or did they have to call it off? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I was coming back from a meeting over in Richland County about 20 after 7 when it was really pouring down rain. Oh. So I don't know whether they finished it or not. But
we were float number 20.
Well, and you were to the front. Yeah.
Yes, we got through it splendidly, and when we were unloading out at the mall here where the station is, it was still okay. It wasn't pouring, so I hope most of the parade got moving.
Good. Well, Charlie, I can't win a prize, but I'll answer the question, and maybe someone that calls in, you can award them the gift.
Well, why can't you win a prize?
Well, I think I won some bowling games here a week or two ago.
Well, but you didn't win. I can give you. Why don't I give you a Mr. Rogers prize? That way,
I'm assuming that he's talking about Mr. Mellon.
Yeah, Andrew Mellon.
Yeah. Well,
you're right. But you know what we can do? I brought the DVD of Speedy Delivery.
Well, that'd be great.
You may have that as your prize because that's from me, not from the station.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'll send that to my son. He lives in Florida now, and we used to watch the program together when he was a young man.
Where in Florida does he live?
Fort Myers.
Oh, I'm going to be sometime in December at a Comic-Con in Miami, which is not too terribly far.
Oh, no, not too far away from
you
there,
should
no.
tell him to look for it. It's a Comic-Con.
Yes, I will. I will do that, yeah.
It's in the fall.
We're about to take a break.
So
okay.
This is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, with three locations. In Marion, located at 1577 Marion Waldo Road, 127 North Main Street, and 949 East Center Street. Phone number at Fahey Bank, 740-382-8231. Website, FaheyBank.com. And now celebrating 150 years in Marion.
The Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show, part of WWGH Radio's Place for Politics, on Wednesday and Thursday morning from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday from 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. Give away history, news, and fun.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you this morning, I did something different. Yesterday, we were outside with the protesters, so today, I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena, looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions yesterday certainly was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention, and if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching
We're back once again for our final session here with David Newell, Speedy Delivery, or Mr. McFeely, as you know him from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We've got about 12 and a half minutes to go on this show.
Well, we have to give at least one prize out,
we
right?
should, yeah. You gave away your DVD was to Fred Malone.
Yes.
Now, we'd like to give away a Wendy's gift, a Hemmerly's Flowers gift, or Cedar Point, or Kozai, or all you got.
But we
give
went
us a buzz.
But we went through that question. He got the
Andrew
Mr. Mellon.
Okay. Yes.
Then, so do you have another?
Let me think. Okay. What color is the rebar produced by Nucor Steel in Marion? What color?
Okay, that's one. And your other question wasn't answered yet. The name of the owl.
Oh, yeah, the owl. Mr. Rogers' neighbor.
So we have two questions.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We have what color is the rebar steel, right?
Right.
And the name of the owl on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. And he lives in a tree.
Yeah.
So
7403839944.
And call in. We have probably about 10 minutes now, right?
That's right. And
so call in. And by the way, while we're having a lull here, I just want to let people know that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood can be seen on Netflix now. And you can go to that and see the name of the owl.
Right.
And you could go to Comcast.com. No, not Comcast. I'm sorry. Amazon is on Comcast. Comcast is the cable carrier, I guess, at least in Pittsburgh. Amazon.com has Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, so you can watch it there, too.
Very good. So Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood still exists, and you can see it every day.
Yes.
And then for the newer kids, the little tiny kids, they watch Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
And that's on every day on locally, it's on WOSU, right?
Right, 34.1, yeah.
But that's the FM.
That's television, channel 34.1.
Oh, is that what it is, 34.1?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they...
See, a lot of the stations have sub-channels.
Okay, 34.1.
And WOSU has three.
Uh-huh.
Dot one, dot two, and dot three.
And probably Daniel's on the first one.
Oh, on the first one, he is. I see him almost every day because I have a granddaughter waiting on the school bus, and he's on then.
Okay, well, take a look at Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on Netflix, and you'll see a whole legacy before your eyes.
Yes. Is Daniel Tiger owned by Mr. Rogers
Yes,
Foundation?
It's co-produced by two companies, but I don't know the exact ownership, but I know that the Fred Rogers Company owns the rights to the and owns the copyright of the puppets and the characters.
Now the income from that.
Pardon me.
The income from that would go where?
Well, the income goes back to produce. We're a nonprofit company,
yeah, that's
and it goes
right.
back to produce more programming and the ancillary products, the trolleys, and also goes into the funding of the production and paychecks.
Yes, well, exactly.
So
help doesn't come cheap.
No, it doesn't. And but we have a company called the Fred Rogers Company that produces that program and owns Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and gets that out, keeping the legacy going. And there are two more programs. One's called Peg Plus Cat.
Oh.
That's a math show for very young children. It's on WOSU,
yeah. Okay.
As is Odd Squad, ODD.
Odd Squad, yeah.
Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. On 4 o'clock every day, 4 to 5.
Yeah, it's on, it's math for older children, and they're all under the auspices of the Fred Rogers Company.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's the other end, the legacy and the education part of the Mr. Rogers legacy called the Fred Rogers Center on campus at St. Vincent's College, and they have the trolley and the puppets from the neighborhood and his writings. All of his writings are in the archives there.
Wow.
And if you're ever downtown Pittsburgh, this is another, there is a statue right by Heinz Field of Fred Rogers, and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh has an exhibit of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. So there's
wow.
a lot to see in Pittsburgh.
Boy.
So a lot of Mr. Rogers, and the set of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is at the Heinz History Center.
Good grief.
So it really is Mr. Rogers'
it's
Neighborhood.
Everywhere, yeah. So, hey, and if you get back to Somerset, Pennsylvania,
yes.
ask someone there if the birdhouse
is
still
there. Okay.
Or what happened to it if it's not.
Charlie said the biggest Martin house,
that's
I guess.
Right.
Martin is a breed of bird.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was back in the 30s and 40s. That was a hobby. I remember getting these patterns in Popular Mechanics magazine.
Oh, yes.
And the you could make your own Martin house.
Yeah. A lot of them were made out of gourds.
Were they?
Yes.
But what fascinated me is that they were in shape of a big, say, Victorian
big
house.
Right.
And they all had different entrances for the Martins.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, a caller.
Okay. Good afternoon, caller.
It's just me again, Charlie.
Yeah.
I didn't finish my thought before you had your break, and I wanted to tell Mr. McFeely that my son lived in Pittsburgh for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And before he moved to Fort Myers and went to the culinary art school there. So he's very familiar with Pittsburgh and actually loved living in Pittsburgh. But I will send that DVD down to him in Fort Myers, and I'll mention to him to watch this fall for Comic-Con and...
Yeah.
In Miami, and tell him to stop by and see you.
Yeah, it's a Comic-Con or something with a similar title like that. It's at the.
Yeah.
It's in Miami somewhere. But
well,
I'll be there.
I'm sure he'll find it. He goes down there quite often. He owns a brewery in Fort Myers, so he travels around the state quite a bit. So.
Well, I'll leave the a DVD here with Charlie or Scott, and you can pick
Sounds
it up
great.
From them, okay?
Sounds great. Well, listen, it nice talking to you, and... thank you for coming to Marion. I think it's a real big thrill for especially people, you know, that have kids that grew up watching Mr. Rogers, and we can really appreciate what you're doing today and carrying on his legacy.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, is keep the legacy going. And
you're doing a great job.
And Scott and Mr. Harding are helping too.
Charlie, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Fred. Thanks. All right, Fred Malone.
We have about 5 minutes left, right?
Yeah, about
five left to go.
Five, okay.
Five minutes between...
So call this number.
All right.
I'm going to say...
Give the number.
One person call in and get, before we go off at three, the station's on the air, but we're gone, 740-383-9944. Call it and answer these two questions. The name of the owl on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Owl, there's a number, a letter, and owl. And your question?
Oh, what color is the rebar that's produced at Nucor Steel in Marion?
Okay, they're the two questions. And if you call 740-383-9944, one of the prizes here is yours.
Yes, we got Mr. Rogers' songbook and all kinds of things. Kosai, Wendy's, Hemmerly's Flowers, you name it. We've got it.
It's all here.
Call.
And
good afternoon. We're on the air.
The name of that owl is Mr. X.
X the owl.
X the owl. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
What is your name?
Elaine White.
Elaine White.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Elaine.
Yes. I've been called that before.
Oh, is that right? No kidding.
Well, I'll tell Lady Elaine you said hello.
Hey, what would you like for a prize?
Wendy's.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, I thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Did she pick it up out here?
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, speedy delivery.
Very good.
Well, we're getting down to the wire here.
Elaine
Nitty Gritty.
The nitty gritty, says Scott, but we have yours. The color of the...
Yeah, the rebar that's produced, and it's a definite color, and after they make it out of the steel mill, it goes across town and are coated. What color is that? You'll find it at construction sites everywhere.
Uh-oh, we have
yes,
a call.
Yes, we have a caller.
Yeah, Mr. McFeely.
Yes.
You're such a delightful person, so knowledgeable person, and it's a real pleasure to hear from you again. And this is Ted, and I had my grandson there, and you guys talked about that dog he had. But anyhow, Mr. Feely, you have a safe trip back, and it's such a pleasure hearing you, and you're so, I just can't believe all the things and stuff that you've done in your lifetime. And Charlie, that rebar is there. It's painted like a mint green. I happened to go about scattered around to get up past the festival, and that's in the old Huber building, and there they were
handling
right. The rebar and where they paint it and stuff.
Okay. Hey, what would you like for a prize?
The best one you got, buddy.
Okay. How about a Wendy's?
Yeah, we'll try that Wendy's.
Okay.
Or there's a zoo, too. Or the Wendy's you like, is the Wendy's? Or
yeah, food's the best thing in our bellies.
Okay, well, then you've got it.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Feely, you have a safe trip back there. And when I was an engineer on the railroad, I used to go across those rivers right there going into Conway, Pennsylvania, and used to take the mail train into Pittsburgh. And in the terminal there, those marble steps they had going up there where we stayed in the bunkhouse up there, they're all worn out. It was just a fabulous thing when I was a young man to see how that marble would wear of all the men and people that traveled up and down that stairway.
Well, do you know something, a little aside, that my uncle was a conductor on the B&O Railroad?
Well, we've been the area run there into Pittsburgh or into New York.
Uh-huh.
When Conrail took over, we run out of Crestline, Ohio, and then we took the mail train into Pittsburgh and took the... go across those rivers that joined into the make the Ohio River. And you know what?
What?
There was that, who was that famous football player? You could look clear over there and see him right there where you cross those rivers. And I can't think. Oh, Namath.
Joe Namath?
Yeah, Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hey, we're running out of... Thank you for calling in.
Well, listen here. You bid him goodbye, and you have a safe trip back, Mr. Feely.
Thank you,
Chad.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Here, Mr. McFeely, here's a. I did some postal trivia. We never got to it.
Yeah.
But who was the first Postmaster General?
Am I to know this? Huh?
And here comes another call. Yeah. Who?
Okay.
Here, just as we go off the air, here
okay.
they come.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Go ahead, that caller.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Hi. It's Mike Pettigan. I just wanted to answer your rebar question from Discord.
Yeah.
And it's gray.
Gray? Well, that's close. It's really green.
No, it's green after it goes to Simco.
Yeah, right. That's
well, one gets disqualified. What are we going to do here, Charlie?
Okay. I think we should both
what's
give
your
it
name?
Them
both. What's your name?
Give it away.
Mike Fatig.
Mike, how do you spell your last name?
Fattig.
Okay.
Choose a prize.
Okay, you come out, we'll give you a prize.
All righty.
Okay,
thank
you,
Mike. First Postmaster General, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know.
Oh, this you have to carry this around forever now. Ben Franklin.
Is that Ben
Franklin?
I did not.
First appointed July 26th, 1775.
Well, Scott, you get a prize.
I get a prize. My prize was having you here
for two days. Thank you.
Charlie, you sign us off for the day.
Yeah. Are we off?
Well, we're holding this over a minute, but go
okay.
ahead.
All right. Boy, I tell you, this is for me has been a great thrill. It always is to see Mr. McFeely, and I can relive my past.
Well, so we're about to sign, ready to sign off?
We're anytime you want.
Okay. Well, then, Charlie, you do the honors. This is your show. It's been my honor to be here, and I'm glad you're promoting the Strasburg Railroad,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
That's in Pennsylvania, my home state. So it's been a pleasure being here. I hope I'm back for the parade next year, and we'll do it even bigger
we'll
and better.
We'll tour up, yes.
Okay. So you take it away,
yep,
Charlie.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Speedy delivery.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you like don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought the Jersey Shore was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian Americans.
Did you feel like inquisitive, or do you feel you were being nasty, as she says?
No, I was not being nasty. She's overly sensitive. No one ever says that about.